All right, Steve, you may want to hang out during this. It's Bill and Wendy at 720 WGN. Water, okay? We all need it. Problems began in Flint, Michigan in April of 2014 when the state decided to switch Flint's water source temporarily to the Flint River as a cost-saving measure until a new supply line to Lake Huron was ready. They had previously been getting their water...
Detroit.
And now they wanted to change it to save some money.
Yeah.
After the switch, residents started complaining about the way their water looked, how it smelled, that it tasted funny. And Virginia Tech researchers found the water was highly corrosive, but officials initially brushed off the concerns, insisting the water was safe. This was April 2014.
Mm-hmm.
We are in January of 2016, and that water is still being pumped into the faucets of the residents. And one of those residents on the line with us from Flint, Michigan right now, Patty Warner. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did we get all that pretty much accurately?
Yeah, you did it. I think you did a very good job.
All right.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, and you did a great job. Thank you.
All right. Now, I didn't realize this was going on since April 2014. The goal was to save some money, and a temporary thing for the water to come from Flint River, and then you were going to go to Lake Huron. But, I mean, like, what was it smelling like? What did it look like? Was it cloudy? You just knew something was wrong?
Well, I was one of the lucky ones. It's house to house, actually. Like, my neighbor across the street was filling up her bathtub this summer and said, oh, my gosh, she was going to put her child into it. It was orange.
Oh, my God. And like, rusty, corrosive yuck.
Right. And so I test my water every day just because the bottom line here is, we've lost public trust. Thank God I got out, contacted with Professor Edwards' team. His name is Sid Roy. So I always send my results to my water test. If I have any questions, I write to him, and he sends it. I just trust him, his, you know, answer, rather than the Michigan Department of MDEQ has failed us, the governor's failed us. I mean, so many people have failed us that we don't trust anybody.
And who is this doctor that you're sending your results to? What is he with? What
Professor Edwards, is that the name you used?
Yeah, well, Mark Edwards is one of the whistleblowers, like Dr. Mona at Hurley Hospital here, the pediatrician, and he came up here with his team, and Sid Roy is part of his team. And when I wanted to, I just Googled Virginia Tech Engineering School, and I got this gentleman who was on Dr. Edwards' team, and it was he's been really helpful. And like, for instance, the MDEQ is still handing out sometimes the wrong water test kits. He said those are not EPA standards. So, like, I was going around the other day taking pictures of fire stations to see if they have the right bottles, and then sending the pictures down to Sid Roy. He said, thanks. I put it on Twitter, and I'm going to call MDEQ and say, please don't use the wrong bottles. We need the right testing bottle. There's a big difference.
So since this has been going on, you have been testing your water and obviously not drinking it.
No. I drink bottled water. I'm sitting and looking right now at two cases of water that the National Guard delivered yesterday. I've got water filters. I've got two water filters, Zero Water. They've been a great company, too, and they've been helping us a lot.
Zero Water.
Then WATER, right on their website. They're actually doing a fundraising thing for Flint, Michigan right now. And then I've got three filters, faucet filters, and none of them fit on my faucet. So that's what a lot of people are finding. So it's going to take a whole lot more than, you know, just water and filters. We need a fix. We need a fix. Governor Snyder has apologized, and it's falling on deaf ears over here in Flint. It's just...
Yeah, he released an email that went public, was it earlier this week, Wednesday, a release of his own emails, and he feels that some in Flint are taking the very sensitive issue of children's exposure to lead and trying to turn this into a political football, claiming the departments are underestimating the impacts on the population, and particularly trying to shift responsibility to the state. He goes on to say the real responsibility rests with the county, the city, and the KWA, Karagandhi Water Authority. But since the issue here is the health of the citizens and their children, we're taking a proactive approach, putting the Department of Health and Human Services out there as an educator. Big deal. I mean, too little, too late.
Exactly. Too little, too late. And he's shifting blame. The buck, he admitted, he said, the buck stops with me. Well, if the buck stops with you, sir, what we'd like him to do is come up here to Flint, Michigan, rent a house, and live like we do. You know, again, getting back to work, my water has not been discolored. And Dr. Edwards and Sid Roy said it's safe to bathe and shower. It's okay. As long as your water isn't discolored. And that, again, we're an old city with an old infrastructure, so the pipes and the drainage system and everything else, the holding tanks, they're all different in different neighborhoods. But see, I mean, I've been fine as far as, I mean, both of my tests came back with some lead in it, but I don't trust it in the DEQ, so I'm having it tested again, and I'm going to have an independent study, too, because I want to compare the two. Because no one trusts anyone in Michigan, you know, at the government level. That's just the sad thing. But, again, and then the young lady across the street with her little boy and her husband, you know, they've had orange water on and off. The only time my water was orange, and I just freaked, was when the city was flushing the hydrants. And I thought they could have told us.
Right.
So, I mean, so this orange water comes out, and people are finding, and some people are experiencing hair loss, rashes, and think of these little children. I mean, I know so many little children, they have irreparable lead poisoning now.
Well, lead paint was obviously a big issue. We have a very old house, and, you know, we've tested for lead paint. I think can paint over it. I can't even remember all that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now the lead isn't, from what I'm understanding, is it's not the lead that's in the water per se. It's actually when the water from the Flint River is going through the corroded pipes, it's picking up lead from that.
Okay, but the river, actually, we've had a wonderful river coalition. And it's not the river. A lot of people say it's the poisoned, the toxic Flint River. The Flint River is not toxic. I mean, they still have a lot of long way to go because of all the GM factories over the years dump stuff in it. But it's really improved. The water, they did not put in the anti-corrosive. The EPA, I just saw on TV a little bit ago, I mean, the EPA, the federal EPA is jumping all over this. Now, I mean, because Snyder's trying to throw it, blame EPA, and the EPA's kind of giving him a to-do list and do it now. It's when the river water that was not treated with anti-corrosive goes through the old infrastructure and the lead service lines. That's when it, and so it was eating away the nice, the scale that was protecting it.
Yeah.
So, okay, back in October, we switched to Detroit water. So mm-hmm. a lot of people said, oh, good, we're all better. No. As Dr. Edwards said, it takes months to years to have those pipes heal.
Years.
That's why Karen Weaver, Dr. Karen, our new mayor, is fighting so hard, trying to identify which neighborhoods are the worst. Mm-hmm. And we need money for digging up those lead service lines and replacing them. So that's, I mean, it's never ending. There's so many different elements, so many different facets. Yes, the National Guard and the Red Cross are working great. We have all this bottled water.
Right.
But we can only go so far.
Right, of course.
And we have people in the impoverished areas. And I was talking to my friend who's a Red Cross volunteer.
Yeah.
He said, Patty, it's so sad because I saw an old man trying to carry his, he had no transportation.
You're trying to move a giant jug of water and he can't.
Yes.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Right. And he said, it just breaks your heart. And
sure.
So, I mean, bless his heart that he's doing that. I tend to get on the phone and, you know, holler a lot.
What?
And, So,
Patty, are you okay on time? Can we take a quick break and come back? We have a lot more questions.
Oh,
you're good.
Patty
Warner's our guest, a lifelong resident of Flint, Michigan. You know what's going on there. The water situation is just abysmal. We'll continue this discussion. If you'd like to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill and Wendy here on 720 WGN. We're getting a lot of texts as we talk to Patty Warner, who is a resident of Flint, Michigan. And just a sweet little text that I wanted to share. Thanks for bringing this Flint, Michigan situation up. And thank you for keeping Flint in the spotlight. Every time we turn on a water faucet, we should think about what people are going through in Flint. Isn't that nice, Patty?
Oh, you know, people have been so supportive. It really is touching. It makes us cry because it's like when you, I was watching the Food Channel earlier, and it's just like, we can't turn on the tap, you know, and draw water. We have to always, you know, use our bottled water and, you know, and our zero water. We can't do anything with it. And it's just, people have been, that is a lovely text, and it's, people have been so wonderful. I'm drinking Share water, right? Share donated water.
Yes, that's
right,
a bunch out there,
180,000 cases.
Yes, yes. And that was delivered yesterday. And, I mean, people have been really stepping up and sending wonderful. I mean, I think this brings the best out of people, too. And another thing I want to bring up, too, Bill and Wendy, is and what like Rick Snyder does not think about, because he lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Okay, they had a protest there the other day in front of his, like, $2 million condo. Downtown Flint, we've had our hits, but we're tough. This is where the sit-down strike happened 80 years ago, about this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just, like Dan Kildare, our congressman, has been so supportive and everything. He says, people don't know the people of Flint.
Yeah.
You can knock them down, but we just get right back up and fight. And it's just amazing how I think that there's going to be a silver lining out of this somehow. I think we're the poster child again for what can go wrong in a huge man-made crisis. And I think other governors are going to go, oh, you know, gee, we don't want to end up like Snyder. We better start looking at what we've got going on in
right.
our aging cities.
Right. Patty, I ask this? A lot of people have said because Flint is somehow one of the more economically depressed areas of Michigan, that's why no one's really done anything. That if this is done in one of the more affluent communities in Michigan, that you would have seen something happen very, very fast. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
I do agree with that, even though so many people, including Mr. Snyder, they say, no. My friends who live in Bloomfield Hills have told me, Patty, this wouldn't happen for a second here. If it was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, this would not happen here. They wouldn't have put up with it. He would have fixed it. And we do have a large black population. It's a very diverse culture here.
Mm-hmm.
We have two major universities downtown. Kettering University is one of the top engineering schools in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Students from all over the world come. So they've got, you know, that's something to think about. These kids, they have to be safe. University of Michigan Flint, we have a resurgence going on downtown. Brand new businesses. People are pioneers. They're opening up businesses. Well, they don't want to lose, you know, customers.
Of course not. Of course not.
And, you know, and he's not even thinking about that kind of thing.
Yeah, like what are restaurants doing when they can't use their water? That's what someone wanted to know on the text line. What about the restaurants? Are there things that
are... You know, excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, all of them, especially like the Good Beans Cafe, is a very popular coffee house. He's been doing filter water long before the lead thing. So most of them, they're interviewing a couple people who own about three restaurants downtown. They have major filtration systems. And I try to tell people it is safe to come downtown to Flint to eat at the restaurants. Now, there could be some little Coney Islands, you know,
right.
who don't really quite know. And sometimes when I go to little Coney Islands, I say, put some bottled water.
that's a smart move. Patty, though, are you still being billed? Do you still get a bill every month or every other month for water?
Yes.
You still do.
What?
How can that be?
That's the other thing. I am one person here, and my bill last month, this is weird, it was $149 2 months ago. And then last month it was 67, and this month it was 100. So I called the city, and I said, what's going on? You didn't, we got the $67 check. I said, can my bill didn't reflect it? And he said, well, I don't understand. I'm one person. I'm not using that much water.
Right.
He said, it's the holidays.
Oh, yeah, holiday water.
And I
sure.
went, duh. Yeah. And then some people, I mean, some friends of mine, there's six people. It's like $350 a month for water we can't use.
That's obscene.
That is awful.
I mean, that's criminal. That is criminal. And so I think Kildee's going after that on that angle. We need tons of investigation. There is a class action suit, all kinds of suits going on right now about that. And
Patty, if you don't pay your bill, what's the worst they can do? Turn off your water? Paying the bill. I wouldn't pay the bill.
Well, see, this is weird. Okay, there is an injunction where they couldn't. There was a law passed in the fall, and then it was overturned somehow. So then they started doing shutoff notices again.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa May, who's one of the main, water warriors, because I think Melissa's the one who was the child that does have lead poisoning. She quit paying her bills, and she's getting shutoff notices. That is totally unfair. When she gets that shutoff notice, I hope she goes to the media.
Yeah.
And big time. Yeah.
And you do need the tap water for some things, like washing your clothes. Can you wash in it? Texters were also asking very quickly, what about your appliances when this is over? Despite the health issues, what's it doing to your water heater and your dishwasher and your washing machine?
Well, exactly. And that's what we're going to be. My friend, he said, check inside your toilet tank and just look at that stuff.
Yep.
And I did. And mine isn't as bad as others. That's the other thing down the line. That's a very, very good question because a lot of people are just beginning to think about that. Oh, my goodness, what's it doing? And I want to have a whole new water heater put in. This one's pretty old, and I just don't trust it.
They should buy everyone a new water heater once this happens.
But I'm thinking, why am I doing that? Why am I, why am I doing that? And so those are very, your audience is asking very, very good questions. And I just, it's just amazing. So many layers to this, and every day on the news there's something else. And, his emails that he released, I don't know if you saw a picture of him, but they're all, so much of it's blacked out.
Yeah.
Well, makes him look really rosy.
The bottom line when we began talking to you, Patty, is, this water issue is inconvenient and unhealthy, but the bottom line is you've lost your trust in local government. How can we help?
Absolutely.
How can we we send you water? Is there something we can do to help the residents of Flint, Michigan?
Oh, we can use all the help we can. I'm trying to think. I don't know the number. If you leave your an email or something or a text number where I could text. Well, I could text you back on this number, right?
Yeah, or just give the information to Kevin. And if there is a place that we should, go to a website or something where we could send some water. We can't do as much as Cher did, but if everybody could send some cases of water,
that's wonderful. One place is the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan.
The Food Bank of Eastern Michigan.
Mm-hmm. You can probably, if you Google that, maybe the Red Cross in Flint.
Well, we're going to put you on with our, don't hang up, you
we'll
can talk to Kevin,
out.
And we'll get the best place to send it, and we'll put a link up on our Facebook page, and in any way anyone can help. We think about you residents of Flint every day we take a drink of water.
Thank you so much. We can't thank the people who are supporting us, and it took so long. People were screaming for so long, and we weren't listened to. So
you're being heard now, Patty.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. Go Chicago.
Thanks, Patty.
I mean, you beat us and go Cubs.
Thank you. We knew we'd get that out of you eventually. That was our goal today.
Go
Patty.
Cubs, go Sox, go every
go Hawks.
Hawks, whatever.
Yep. Right.
All right, Patty,
thanks,
you're
Patty.
Sweet. Hang on just a moment, and Kevin, get some information. We'll find the best place to donate, and really, if I put in $50, you can get 10 cases of water sent there. Every little bit will help. We can do more than share. Seriously,
right.
I mean, right. Sandra Bernhardt is from Flint, Michigan. Why isn't she sending water? Michael Moore, Bob Eubanks.
Right.
Bob Bell was from there.
Was he? Bozo?
Bozo
was from there. All right. Well, our heart's certainly going out to Patty and everybody who lives in Flint. The water situation there is just inconceivable. I can't believe it's been going on this long.
We'll get you a website and to donate
later. Yeah, we'll take care of that. All right. We'll do some news. Steve has the news for you next, and then a lot more show. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.